coming to you from out of the blue on a Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2023. It's the day before Women's Day, don't you know? And, well, we're celebrating the whole of this month as Women's Month right here on Radio Life and Style. And we've got some fantastic interviews lined up with some really game-changing women in business, women on the North Coast making waves and really just rocking and owning their industries. So, starting off right now on this fresh Tuesday morning, I'm going to introduce you to a lady who juggles a whole host of titles and businesses, and I'm really excited for this interview because I have no doubt that this is going to set the bar, set the standard for the rest of the interviews to come. And welcoming to the Radio Life and Style morning microphone, Martley Patrick from, well, the Sugar Shack and Not a Chef. What do those things mean? You're about to find out. Martley, welcome to you. How are you doing on a terrific Tuesday morning?
Good morning, Mike. I finally defrosted after my shower. Thank you.
How
are you?
Are you one of those ice cold shower people that starts the day with a cold splash?
Never.
Never. No. Is this just cold weather for you?
It's just freezing.
But we've just been having a chat off air. You've got a Swiss surname.
Yes, I do.
Swiss surname. Have you spent some time in Switzerland?
Yes.
So you'd know that's like really cold.
It is cold, but the houses are warm.
Ah, so we're not really geared for the cold down in this part of the world.
No.
If it gets slightly chillier than usual, we tend to
complain. Under 25.
Hey, man. But let's find out about you while we warm up in the studio and about all the wonderful hats that you wear. I mentioned the Sugar Shack, which is a really now it's well-known local establishment that draws people from all around the country to our local North
and the
Coast,
world, actually.
And the world, internationally regarded as a top-rated getaway destination. You've got another business called Not a Chef,
yes.
Which I'm really interested to find out more about. And while you're juggling all of this stuff, I believe you're also an accountant from the world of number crunching. Is that correct as well?
I used to be known as one, yes.
So you see, multifaceted, multi-talented.
And a mother of three very small children.
And a mother of three. It's like, you know, tick all the boxes. Wonder
unbelievable.
Woman. So while you're juggling all these balls, what's the most memorable and or funny oops moment that you've had in your career or life? There must be a few.
I specialize in that.
Really?
Yes, I can be quite embarrassing. My mouth is rather, it precedes me. I've got one very embarrassing story that I'll leave for when we know each other better.
Okay.
But one day I was doing a Thermomix demonstration and I was cooking risotto. And I was, you know when you start getting cocky about things and you just get comfortable and then you forget to do certain basic things?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I said to the lady, don't worry about this risotto. People are coming later. We'll warm it up later. The machine does it all for you. And then, as with the risotto, it really is important. You need to reverse the blade.
Oh, really?
And I forgot to press that little button. So I made them very expensive asparagus glue.
Oh, my gosh.
They were so gracious. They ate it. I couldn't.
Well, I didn't know this thing about the blade. So now I'm taking mental notes. You know, if there's one positive takeaway, I've learned something from your misfortune. So
don't be too sharp.
Don't be too sharp. That's a lesson number one. But now, as a successful woman in business, do you have any secret productivity hacks or morning routines that keep you energized throughout the day?
I'm quite lucky that I'm a high energy person.
Naturally.
Naturally, yeah. I don't drink coffee or tea, I just jump out of bed.
Wow.
And I generally do that about 4 a.m. because I just don't find enough hours in the day to get everything done.
So that's your, would your tip be get up early?
Get up early before your kids wake up.
There you go.
And I basically just think that you need to plan, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
The reason why you came here with all of this printed out stuff all highlighted.
Big print so I can read it.
Organized. But how do you handle stress and whilst trying to stay positive?
You don't? No, I'm joking. I think breathing is highly underrated. Sometimes just breathe, take a step back, and just get perspective. A colleague once told me that we don't sell heart transplant machinery. So some things generally can wait until tomorrow. It doesn't have to be done immediately. So basically, I set priorities and I work my way down the list, although some days I feel more things get added to the list that can take it off the list. But expect things to go wrong, because they will.
Just hold that in your mind.
And then just learn from it and move on.
I like this. I like and breathe.
Breathe. Very important.
We've actually got to.
If you don't breathe, that's life threatening.
That is a problem. We've got a feature later on this Tuesday called "Take a Breath." So I'm with you. I'm on that train. What is your favorite motivational quote or mantra that keeps you going when things get tough? Do you have something you fall back on?
Yeah, all things work together for the good.
I like that.
So every bad experience has the potential to be profoundly positive.
This is deep. We're getting deep on a Tuesday here. Mm-hmm. If you're just jumping into the middle of this chat, we've got Martley Patrick in the house with us, Wonder Woman behind the brands Sugar Shack and Not a Chef. And now that you've got that motivational quote in mind, do you have a personal hobby or an interest outside of work that brings you joy and balance?
So I'm quite lucky that my hobby has turned into my work.
Uh-huh.
I've always loved cooking, so now I'm doing it all the time.
Not a chef.
I'm not a chef. Yeah,
it's on the label there. So you
no a one. Chef. No I one hate people who pretend they are things that they're not.
Okay.
So I'll never sell myself as a chef because I'm not. As outside of that, I actually love swimming. It's relaxing. I love doing crossword puzzles and Sudoku. And I have to tell you that having three kids has made me realize that sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing is highly underrated.
There's beauty in that.
Just stare at the waves, the dolphins and the whales.
There's a lot of parents in the Tuesday traffic nodding. Yes, we get you. So in your opinion, what are the top three qualities that have contributed most to your success in business and in life?
So I've got a few more than three here, I'm sorry.
We'll allow it.
So definitely I've got a deep dependence on God's guidance and favor, because I feel if I'm not doing what he's telling me to do, then I'm doing it in vain. So my husband and I both have the inability to compromise on quality.
It's non-negotiable.
It just stares at you like a big failure every day. Just can't do it.
That Swiss thing, hey?
Or accounting. And then I think I've got a real can-do attitude. I don't like giving up. And then I had to ask my husband what he thought of these, and he said, I have to say that it's my tenacity to plow on through until I get the result I want, and my ability to network. I'm not shy to ask anyone for anything. I really am not. I basically say, if you don't ask someone the question, don't give them the opportunity to say yes. So give them that opportunity.
There you go. And what's the worst that could happen? They say no.
They say no. That's what you expected anyway. Might as well be surprised on the upside.
Hey.
So I'm like your blonde Indian cousin. I have a contact for everything, and if I don't, I'll get one.
Wow. There's an image. And looking at all of this stuff now, we know you're a pro in your field, obviously.
Gosh, you know more than I do.
Yeah, I do my homework. What's one skill or talent you wish you had outside of business?
I definitely was a pro in my previous careers, but now I'm just sort of winging it. So I would say, I would say that I wish I had more patience. I think because I'm so busy, I just don't have time.
But that's okay. I mean, I think if that's one thing that you feel like you're lacking, you're not alone there. I think everyone wishes they could have
a lot of it.
But let's talk about one of your strengths, networking, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to icebreaker when meeting new people at professional events?
I say, good afternoon, good evening, my name is Martley. And then they normally respond with, what? To which I say, no, that's my second name.
Ice broken. There you go.
And then I just ask them to tell me about themselves, because people love talking about themselves.
Get them to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I also use that strategy a lot.
You talk really well.
You're very kind. You see, you've got that going for you as well. And as someone who wears many hats, how do you manage to find time for self-care, for relaxation, to unwind? Do you get a chance?
Well, I book my nail appointments annually in advance.
Annually in advance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, for the whole year?
Yeah, that's annually.
Okay, yeah. It's blocked off in the calendar.
Yeah, it's blocked off.
Okay.
Every third week on a Friday morning. So I think you just have to schedule things. If you don't schedule it, it's not going to happen. So having said that, I can't actually wear sandals currently because I have to book a pedicure.
You see. So sometimes you get ahead of yourself. But by and large, that's a good thing to live by. You schedule
plan.
It. Planet, and it will happen. And if you could travel back in time to the beginning of your career, what advice would you give your younger self?
I would take Henry Ford's advice.
Uh-huh.
Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
Mm.
So believe in yourself. You can Do infinitely more than your wildest imagination. Pursue your dreams with passion. And don't worry about what other people think of you.
Wow. Well, I think you're inspiring me on a Tuesday, Marty. So thanks for answering all of these. These are not easy questions, hey, but you sailed through them. Marty Patrick, my special guest on a Tuesday morning, a woman in business who is really juggling so many balls and doing it with aplomb. The Sugar Shack and Not a Chef, these are your businesses, your brands, your babies. Where can people find out more about you and about these awesome offerings?
So we have a website, www.sugar-shack.co.za or www.notachef.co.za, or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, there you go. Couldn't be much easier than that. And you're hearing it right here on your local station, Radio Life and Style. Marty, I hope this is not the last time we're going to have a chat on the radio. I've got more questions. we'll have to have a follow-up chat, and I'd love to dive in deeper and find out more about both the Sugar Shack and Not a Chef. And in the meantime, wishing you a terrific Tuesday, a wonderful Women's Day tomorrow, and a fantastic Women's Month.
Thank you very much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And